and Dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join TED Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the TET with reduced rental rates. Learn more at TETCenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at TET Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Hey, this is Begonia, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Interested in Japanese culture? The Japanese Relations at Queen's Club is dedicated to creating a bridge between Japan and the Queen's community to promote Japanese culture and foster international understanding. Whether you are planning on studying abroad in Japan, a student visiting Queens wishing to know more about this community, or just have a general interest in Japanese language, food, and culture, JRQ is a great place to expand your perspective. To stay up to date with events, follow us on Instagram at JRQueensU or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to CFRC. This is Charlotte Cardin.
Simone!
Jeffrey!
What's up?
I'm just having a good time.
We've had some.
I'm happy to be here.
We've had some interesting
conversations.
Time travel conversations.
A little bit, yeah.
First, we were listening in that last set that we had Sparkle Moore in there with her classic rockabilly rockabop.
Yeah.
And you expressed you wanted a time machine to go back and hang out with her. That
yeah.
was you. That, no. If you had a time machine, though, and you could go back to visit like any
time,
any musician, let's narrow it down.
A musician?
Yeah. Is there any musician that you just really want to like meet? Like, I'd love to ask Sparkle Moore out on a date in the 1950s.
Sparkle Moore?
Sparkle Moore! Little okay. babe.
Yeah, little babe.
Or like even not even necessarily romantic, but like maybe to go back and just like take a musician by the shoulders and just shake him and be like, what were you thinking?
I think it would be neat to talk to Michael Jackson.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, just sort of kind of watch him dance or something. Not romantic.
No.
It's not really my type but
I'd like to either meet the monkey.
Yeah.
Whatever the monkey's name was, or like go back to when he was a kid and be like, hey man, you gotta like get away from your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just give him some information.
Yeah.
You know, so he kind of knows what's
reveal
coming.
The future.
Yeah, a little
That'd
bit
be
for
cool.
them. Yeah.
Show him the Super Bowl tape and be like, you sure you wanna do this?
You wanna do this?
Yeah. Yeah. And then also we were talking about cryogenically freezing ourselves into going to the future.
Would you?
No, future's gonna suck. I don't want to go there.
Yeah, it might be a lot going on in the future.
It's bad enough already.
Yeah,
that's why we're here, because we're on Indie Morning Wednesday, and it's just as pure escapism for 2 hours.
Yeah, we just chill. We just like chat.
We don't talk about the issues.
No,
we don't care.
No,
just
nothing matters.
When I go, just roll me into a dumpster.
Just roll you in a dance.
Throw me in the trash.
Just, okay, you said roll, so it's like, should I roll you in like a carpet or something?
Or no, throw me in like an apple core. Throw me, just stand
just
above.
Just throw you
and say, I'll see you.
I don't know
heck.
If I have that kind of strength.
But I'm just planning on living.
Pick you up and throw you.
Well, I'm planning on living till I'm 200. So by then, you'll be buff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been working out all that time.
For 150 years.
Yeah.
170.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd literally be like Miss Olympia.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you'd have enough girth to like
enough.
Throw me into a dumpster when I die at 200.
Yeah. I'd be strong by then. There you go.
Glad we figured that out.
Bye,
Dusting
Jeffrey.
My hands
it's
off.
It's been swell.
Don't count me out just yet. We still got another hour of the show yet.
Not
left.
Yet. Yeah.
That last set, we just heard.
What are we saying, Jeff?
What's even going on, man? We had a track in there. We had The Offspring with Intermission. Also in there, we heard from Leonard Nimoy and his Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, or Nimoy.
Nimoy, if you will.
Yes.
That's right. We established that when he's on Star Trek, he's Leonard Nimoy. But when he's putting out music, he's
Nimoy.
Mm,
yes.
Yeah.
You kind of have to tilt your chin upward a little bit.
One mirror raised eyebrow, maybe.
Yes. Nimoy.
Like, he's a big deal. He's wearing a turtleneck and he's singing about
hobbits.
And
he's got those sideburns to die for.
Those burns.
Yeah, you can literally hang from those things.
That's who I'd go back in time. I'd be like, Leonard Nimoy, what are you doing?
Yes.
Anyways, also in that set, we had Dr. Feelgood with All Through the City. We had my new future and past girlfriend, Sparkle Moore, with Rockabop.
That's a good name, Sparkle.
Yeah, it's nice.
Sparkle.
She's really good. And we opened up with The Tripwires. and everything detector. Mm-hmm. I tripped over the name Tripwires. How about that?
How about that?
This time of morning, it's 9 o'clock, and if you're just tuning in, it's CFRC, the place to be, and we like to talk about events.
We do.
It's our community events roundup.
Yes. What can you do in Kingston? We'll tell you.
Yeah, what's going on? First and foremost, we have physical, like, posters. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah, they're all over the place. What do you... You take the biggest poster.
Okay, let's see. We've got the...
There you
premier
go.
Band in Kingston. Very, very popular around Canada. The Gertrudes. And they've got some upcoming shows. Woo. Okay, so we've got at Musiki. Am I saying it right? I don't know if I'm saying Musiki right or is it Musiki.
We can't pronounce Nimoy.
You know, so there's going to be a show at 8 p.m. Saturday, September 14th at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar. So check that out. Okay, next we've got the show on November 3rd. That's at 3 p.m. That's at the Broom Factory.
Nice.
A newer venue. Yeah. People are really digging and enjoying. And then we've got a big, celebration, you know, playing. It's going to be great at the Wolf Island Hotel. Cool. That's on Saturday, December 7th at 4 p.m.
Big things coming up from Canada's supergroup, the Gertrudes. They got like 20, 30 members. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
They're doing well.
You mentioned the Broom Factory. We have an event cancellation, actually. DOA, the punk legends from out west, were supposed to play on September 12th. They had an injury in the band, and they just canceled their remaining tour dates, including Kingston. So if you have tickets to go see DOA at the Broom Factory on September 12th, you will be getting a refund, but unfortunately, you're going to have to headbang at home, I suppose. I'm sorry to, sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
I was actually planning on going to that. Yeah, me and Captain Steve were going to go.
Oh,
he saw them like decades ago in Victoria, and he wanted to see them again.
Okay.
So next time.
Oh well.
I hope he's doing all right.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, if you have the pipes, if you've got the voice,
yes.
Okay, there is some exciting activities for you. To use your gift, it's called Fiercely Okay Singing Community.
Fiercely Okay.
Yeah, Fiercely Okay. You're cool. Fiercely Okay. If you want to sing and you want to be with other people who also love to sing, Fiercely Okay. Just a little bit of a blank there. Sorry about that. Okay, so it's at the United Church. Okay.
The Chalmers United
Church.
Chalmers
United Church, just to be specific, at 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. Okay,
nice.
And that starts September 11th to December 11th. And you're just going to be with other people who'd like to sing for wellness, connection, and a more beautiful world.
Right on. So it starts tonight at Chalmers Church.
Yeah.
Right across the street from our sponsors.
Yeah, and it's free.
And it's free.
Yeah, it's free. You've got to register, but it's free.
You have to register.
With other people and...
It says no experience necessary.
No experience is necessary.
Nice. You just get together and for the good of the community.
And sing.
There we go. You're going to be there then.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they want my voice.
I don't know.
Your voice.
Because
you have a history of singing.
Yeah, but I'm going to make them.
History of melody.
Maybe. I'm going to make them sing the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins, though.
Yeah.
And then I'll get kicked out. But that's a great way to like ease into the colder months, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing better than on a nice chilly November evening. Getting into a nice cozy hall and, you know.
Yeah, sing something and
sing
then,
loud,
you know, mosey on down downtown Princess Street, get a little latte or something with your newfound friends.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, every Wednesday night, starting tonight until December at Chalmers Church, the Fiercely Okay Singing Community.
Yeah, right across from Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah.
Excellent. Other events going on. We have a movie screening this Friday, September 13th at McBurney Park, otherwise known as Skeleton Park. 7 p.m. They're going to be screening the Wes Anderson animated classic, The Fantastic Mr. Fox. George Clooney, Meryl Streep, Owen Wilson, Jason Schwartzman, Jeff Goldblum, Bill Murray.
What a stacked.
Yeah. It's adorable. Ooh. It took them like half a decade to make because it's meticulously stop motion animated.
Stop motion. Wow. That's a commitment.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. What is it? The plot is they're trying to steal squab, right? They're trying to steal squab and cider apples and just food in general.
What's squab?
Squab's like a bird. It's like a pheasant type of bird.
Ah.
I think it's like British or something.
British?
Maybe.
Is that what it is?
Tis.
Ah.
Tis a squab. A fine squab. We're going to look it up. We're going to figure this out on the next break.
We'll figure it out.
We're going to talk squab on CFRC.
Yeah, 101.9. Awesome. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here is a track from the Pee Wees with You'll Never Be Mine Again.
Never?
Maybe. Bring me a squab. We'll see.
Okay, I'll try.
My name is Jeff the Squab. I mean, Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Jeff. I'm just going to say I'm Jeff. What's happening?
I'm cutting the microphone
Sorry about
off.
That. I'm the Moan. All right, let's do this.
Do it.
You work hard, and as a reward for hard work, people get...
Promotions!
Promotions!
And raises! Promotions!
Promotions!
Driving around looking for action. Mountain range come into view. The colors, they change with the sun and the rain. And maybe now I'm different too. Last night I prayed for direction. This morning when it showed, I didn't hold on. Now baby, it's gone. And you tell me now that's just how it goes. Peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Honey, you make it look easy, floating above the world. But when you least expect, your body electric brings you back to that little girl. Running through the streets of the village, talking to strangers on high. 98 in the shade for this you were made. But my northern blood was begging to fly. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Blood in the dark. Who will deliver the two of us?
desert and the circus. Honey, would you follow a clown? I dreamed I attended my funeral. Children playing in the rain. A dandelion placed over my face, and I'll never be the same.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
My brother Jim and my other brother Jack went off down to Houston and never come back. Mama wasn't gonna let her baby go yet, but there ain't nobody hiring back in Lafayette. Working all week for a Texaco check. Sun beating down on the back of my neck. I try to save my money, but Jimmy says no. Says he got a little honey on telephone road. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. This ain't Louisiana, your mama won't know. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. Everybody's rocking on telephone road. It's 10 miles long.
Come on, come on, come on, let's go.
50 car lots and 100 honky-tonks.
Come on, come on, come on.
Jukebox blasting and the beer bottles ring.
Come on, come on, come on, let's go.
Jimmy banging on the pinball machine.
Come on, come on, come on.
Come on, come on, come on, let's go. This ain't Louisiana, your mama won't go. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. Everybody's rocking out telephone road. As big as a city can get. Sometimes I get lonesome for Lafayette.
Come on, come on, come on, let's go.
Someday I'm going home, but I ain't ready yet.
Come on, come on, come on.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, let's go. This ain't Louisiana, your mama won't know. Everybody's rocking on telephone road. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. This ain't Louisiana, your mama won't know. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. Everybody's rocking on telephone road.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Distracted in here
a little bit.
We're watching FUBAR,
but you're giving me, you know, an education.
Yeah, I guess
film,
yeah.
Education,
Canadian film, you know? Education.
Yeah. I don't mind. It's fun.
The first FUBAR movie, actually the first two, are on YouTube for free.
Okay,
and get to watch them because the new one, Diener 89, is out this week.
All right, and you're excited for it?
Very excited.
You showed me some clips of it. Looks like they, I don't know, they're just guys. These creative kind of guys.
It's
just
greasy.
Having
it's,
a fun around town.
You could say greasy.
Ripping up phone books.
Yeah.
When we used to have those.
It's true, yeah.
You know, starting fires. Almost burning themselves, you know, a little bit.
I can tell you've gotten a lot out of it, Simone. I did. But that's because this time of the morning on Indie Wake Up Wednesdays, we do our movie segment.
Yeah.
Called Screen Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they are our social betters.
Yes, that's right. And we do, celebrity birthdays because we worship the ground that they walk on.
Right.
And we talk about headlines, stuff that's going on in and around, like, movie Tinseltown.
Tinseltown, yeah.
Yeah.
You think you would survive in Tinseltown?
No.
You think you'd like it?
Too nice.
You're too nice.
Too nice.
Yeah. You're not really the backstabbing type.
Conniving.
Conniving type.
I don't know.
I've
never been to Hollywood. I like to just go and just like just hang out. Like
just
not,
hang out.
Not do anything specific, but just like book a nice restaurant, sit around, and
just watch people.
Just see what the vibe is. Like see what all the hubbub's about. What is the hubbub about?
Yeah. I've heard that people say it's like the most. It's like a beautiful place set in hell.
Nice.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like.
Oh, well,
but it's really beautiful.
I'll get down there. We'll just
Get down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because there are social bettors, we do have some celebrity birthdays to talk about.
All right. Let's see if I know anyone.
Well, Taraji P. Henson.
I know Taraji.
She turns 54 today.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
I like her a lot. She's really good. Yeah.
She's great. And she was great in Benjamin Button. Really liked her in that.
Oh, yeah.
She was really great in that. Yeah.
Due for a rewatch of that.
I think she got an Oscar nomination for that. I think she did.
Because the second you said that, you reminded me of that.
Yeah, she was good.
Nice. Also, born today, Harry Connick Jr. turns 57.
Yeah.
Not bad.
He was kind of part of my childhood. We used to see him pop up here and there playing the piano.
Independence Day.
Yeah. Oh, was he?
He was Will Smith's like co-pilot. Remember they were smoking cigars?
Okay, I don't. That has completely.
That whole thing.
That's completely left me, but I know that he did a talk show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, he's been around.
He's
been working, you know, doing his thing. Big movie Hope Floats, I believe.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. I think I saw that in theaters with my mom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
That'll be our Halloween costume this year. We'll do a group costume where we'll be Will Smith and Harry Connick Jr. from Independence Day. We'll get flight suits.
So who's going to be Will Smith? Me or you?
No, we'll roll a dice.
Yeah?
As long as we memorize that interchange they have when they're walking to their planes talking about, I can't remember, my buddy Steve and I used to like know it off by heart.
Yeah?
We would do it in the school parking lot on the way to like our cars to go home for the day.
Yeah.
Well, I got it right here. Yeah, whatever he says.
There's a voice there.
It's coming.
There's a silky, you've got a silky smooth
Thank
voice.
You. Happy 57th birthday to Harry Connick Jr.
All right.
And Virginia Madsen turned 63 today. Starlet of the 80s, but kept on going.
Kept on going like a character, which is not really a character actor, but I wouldn't say that she's a household name.
She picked a lot of interesting roles. Like she could have gone certain like more generic directions, I think, with her career, but she picked a lot of cool stuff. Like I remember she was in Sideways with Paul Giamatti. And Thomas Hayden Church.
I remember that was a very big movie.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Of course, I remember her back in the 80s in David Lynch's Dune. If you want to waste 4 hours of your life.
If I want to? Okay.
Yeah, that was a good one.
As long as I want to.
So happy birthday, Virginia Madsen.
All right.
On to the headlines. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, so I'll keep it nice and brief. First and foremost, we lost a legend this week. James Earl Jones passed away at the age of 93. Very sad to see him go.
Yeah, that voice is unlike any other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great, great voice.
Totally.
Yeah, and just always around, like just, you know.
Always popping up and stuff,
Yeah.
It's weird, though, to me that his last on-screen role is Coming to America, where they have a funeral for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like his character passes away in the movie.
Thing?
Yeah, so I guess it's fitting, I suppose.
I guess,
But check out the pictures online of the Empire State Building lit up dark red with an image of Darth Vader.
Yeah, is he from New York?
I think he is. I watched a thing about him recently, and I think he's from New York. He started acting on Broadway in like 1960.
Yeah, so
like,
he's a real serious actor,
he's
too.
He's a thespian.
Yeah,
sad to see.
Like you.
No, don't compare me to James Earl Jones. No way.
No?
I could be so lucky. I wish one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, happy. No, not happy.
It's been swell.
It's been swell. Watch a James Earl Jones movie. I've never seen The Great White Hope, and I want to check that out.
Okay.
Apparently, he's really good in that. Anywho, on to more positive headlines. Simone, I got a question for you.
You do?
Are you between the ages of 7 and 11 and a permanent resident of the UK or Ireland?
Well, not quite.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's not good news.
Okay, so tell me.
You can't audition for the Harry Potter TV show that HBO is producing.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
Can I be like a teacher or something?
I get maybe.
You know?
Be a good McGonagall.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could be a teacher or a mom.
A mom?
Yeah.
A wizard mom? Well, no, the parents died in that movie. Anyways.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
what's the death?
If you know any precocious British children, there's an open casting call right now because HBO is doing a Harry Potter TV show.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go 7 seasons. They're going to adapt each book 1 season long, and they're currently looking for Ron, Hermione,
and
Harry.
So they're looking for very hardworking children.
Yeah,
This is serious child labor.
And I don't know how I feel about it because
that's a lot.
The Harry Potter movies are still pretty new, and like they nailed it. Like they nailed those movies. I don't know if
there's more to add to it.
I don't know if HBO should.
don't know if they should.
I don't know.
Maybe it's about money.
It probably is about money.
Yeah, and like, who's watching it? Like, adults on HBO? Like, are, like, who's it for? Who's the audience?
True. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then the
it's not like it's on ABC or something.
That's true. It's not a TGIF thing.
Yeah,
it's
HBO.
Sandwiched in between reruns of The Sopranos.
Exactly. So yeah, maybe it's for people like our age or whatever who really love the books.
Maybe
can't get it.
Ages
enough.
9 to 11. So sorry, nine to 11. Okay, so if you know any 9 to 11 British children,
okay,
get them in there.
All right, or if you can do a mean British accent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. Expelliarmus. The next headline is that Happy Gilmore 2, speaking of Adam Sandler, is in production down in New Jersey. And that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big deal. I have not seen the film, so that's another one I have to, like. Okay. Look, you're looking at me like if I'm swearing, like if I, like if I've committed a crime.
I'm pointing to the door. There's the door, Simone. Good God.
Well, I'm working on it.
How
like
do you
I,
live?
I saw The Waterboy. I saw that.
Okay.
And I saw Don't Mess with the Zohan. I saw that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm working my way through the canon there a little bit.
Okay. Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, though, those are like the ones that made him a star.
Okay.
Yeah, they both came out in the same year and they're wonderful. So happy to see that Netflix has gone up to bat and is producing Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. So it's going to just be released
on Netflix.
Oh,
so we got to get Netflix by
is it
like
the same. Like, is it the same when it's released on a streaming versus in the theaters?
No, it's not. Like,
it just doesn't feel like as important.
Exactly.
It just feels kind of second rate.
I want to see a comedy movie with an audience. I don't want to be just laughing to myself like a weirdo.
Yeah, alone. You know, and like
I do that enough.
And often, like, it's funny, but it doesn't warrant you to laugh out loud when you're alone.
That's
true. You know what I mean?
Too.
Sometimes you're watching, it's like, oh yeah, that's funny, but you're not.
And then when I catch myself laughing out loud when I'm sitting alone at home, I feel like a weirdo.
Really, yeah, it's a little bit weird, but then you know it's very funny if you're actually like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So maybe they'll release it to theaters, but that we'll see, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. There's always a screening room, I guess.
Okay, well, a lot of people are looking forward to it.
And there's always overpriced video games. We haven't talked about video game news in a little while.
Yeah.
And
a
big announcement this past day, yesterday.
Tell me.
I will. Sony has just announced the upgrade to their PlayStation 5, the PlayStation 5 Pro. Mm. It is worthless, in my opinion. I'm just going to say it.
It's worthless?
$700.
Okay.
And it's not a new console. It's just it's a graphical update. So they've updated some chips, some CPUs, and
you're upset.
I'm upset because it's $700. It doesn't have a disc drive. It's not, as far as I know, backwards compatible. You can't play older games on it.
Oh,
and apparently,
no.
The rumor is that they don't even, the stand is sold separately. So like
a stand?
A stand to hold it up.
It?
Yeah, it's sold separately. So
oh.
like, I don't know, what else would I spend $700 on? Like food, rent?
Yeah.
New glasses.
Your polka dot shirts.
Clothes. Yeah. Like I like video games. You know me.
Yeah, I know.
But like I've never bought the PlayStation 5 like that, and I'm not going to buy the Pro because it just seems like a waste of money. There's not very many new games.
Well, you'll have to show me into this video game world at
Winter
some point.
Winter is coming.
Yeah,
absolutely. I got some good old vintage ones.
Yeah.
They can't beat the classics.
Is it okay for a beginner?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We'll get you hooked on some good ones.
Okay.
So like the only reason I bring this up on this show is that if you're like gearing up, if you see the headlines and you think, oh, maybe such and such would like it as like a Christmas present or a birthday present, I'd save your money.
Save your money.
There's better things to spend 700 bones on.
Okay.
Like going to the theaters to see Sebastian Stan play Donald Trump in a movie about Donald Trump.
Do you think they got the hair right?
Not
bad. This hair looks actually better.
It's Trump in the 80s, right?
Yeah, that's true. So he's got more...
Yeah.
A little bit more hair there.
But it's called The Apprentice. The first trailer just dropped online the other day.
It's now. It's happening now.
Yeah. It's got a vintage look to it. And
very convenient for the election.
Brilliant marketing.
Yeah. Okay. So
no reviews yet.
No super PACs or anything behind that at all.
No, of course not. Exactly. So it won't be biased at all.
No, not at all.
So I think that's coming to cinemas October 11th. And I got to check, but it might be at Toronto Film Festival right now.
So it's coming to the cinema.
So we can see it in theaters.
Ooh, interesting.
Very interesting. I hope they play the theme song from The Apprentice, though. As much as I hate the guy, I like that song.
You like that song?
Money, 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 money.
Oh, that was good. Like,
it's classic.
You can't, like, that was a good show.
It was a good song.
It was a really great show. Like, it was.
He should have stuck to that.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed The Apprentice.
Absolutely.
Like, ooh, what's Omarosa going to do?
She should have run for president. I liked her a lot.
Well, yeah.
More on that another day, I guess.
I don't know. Omarosa, you're, you know. Hey.
Speaking of good TV shows, before we get back to the tunes, Saturday Night Live is gearing up for its new season, the 50th season on the air.
50th season.
50 years straight. There's actually a movie at the Toronto Film Festival called Saturday
That's
Night.
That's right. All about, okay, so what's the guy's name? Is it Lorne?
Lorne Michaels.
Yeah. Okay, he's the one who kind of started it and said, We're just gonna go for it.
So the trailer for the movie looks great because it takes place during the 90 minutes leading up to the first broadcast. Yeah. So it's in real time.
Well, it's interesting because like when Adam Sandler talks about it, like it's like a fond, like very, like that was the time of our lives.
True.
You know, like he was saying that, you know, there'd be a bunch of us and we'd all be walking down the street and everyone thought we were cool and we're just all together and we're just like the, you know.
Yeah.
It was a good time for them. But totally. I also hear from other people, it sounds like it's a very stressful.
Can be
very
stressful.
Backstabbing, very like negative, like environment. So it could be anything,
I guess it depends on the performer. I mean, that brings me to every year, there's always a little bit of a cast shakeup. And Chloe Trost, who was a performer for, I don't even think she was a performer for 2 years. It might have been 2 years, definitely just one.
Yeah.
She's leaving the show this year. She was only on it for like a little bit. She was really funny.
Yeah.
And now she's on to bigger and brighter things. But you never know what happened. Like,
yeah, you never know.
A cutthroat kind of industry and maybe she couldn't hack
cutthroat
it.
Cutthroat and it's like, do you like my premises? Do you like my jokes that I'm making up?
And no, Chloe.
I wonder if other people will steal your premise if you told them about it and you're working it out. Like,
you never know.
I don't know. And then this is like your one chance for romance.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah,
like, this is your career.
You've worked to get to this point, see if you can
make something happen and hopefully you can create a character that resonates with the audience and then they like it and then maybe you get a movie or then maybe you get a show.
So when are you auditioning?
Maybe.
Yeah. So it's just interesting, you know, just because you make the audition and you get on the cast doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bright future.
Yeah, that's only like pre-step one, you
exactly.
know, and then you got to get on and then it's like, okay, maybe they give you a few lines to say here and there. And
maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't.
And if it doesn't, like how many chances do you get?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You know what I mean? Before, I guess, Lauren, I don't know, you know, knocks on your door or whatever, or sends you an email.
Sorry, Chloe, you gotta go.
Yeah.
I don't know. The new season starts September 28th. There are some new cast members and some of the, there she is there. She looks pretty sad. And some of the like featured players have, elevated themselves to regular cast members. And then this is going to be the first season, I guess, that Michael Che and Colin Jost are not the co-head writers. I don't know who the head writers are this season.
Okay.
But that goes on with what we were just talking about
right.
in an interview on Howard Stern this week. Jost was saying that since he got married, he could no longer just live at the studio. Like, he needed to be home
for
his wife and his kids.
Yeah.
And so there's that where it's like, you know, if you're a head writer on SNL, you're there. Like,
you're there. So it's good for a young man, young woman's game.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because Adam Sandler was saying he was like 22, 23 when he was doing that show. So
exactly.
You're just like, you've got all the time and you're just
you're
full
hungry.
Of excitement. Yeah, you want it.
And Howard Stern said that the worst workers are happily married men.
Okay, yeah.
They
got other things going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're your happily hosting hosts, though.
Yeah, we're not married, so we got all the time for you.
Heck yeah. We got all the time. We're going to get back to the tunes. We got about 20 minutes until Mafuge is on with Biggest River Delta.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play a few tracks, and then we'll come back on to say so long.
All right, farewell.
Yeah.
Habita saying goodbye.
There it is. Here we go with Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys with Her Hair Is a Mess.
Oh, don't we know it.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
When I first saw that woman downtown traffic on a busy street, well, I knew at last I found love and my life was then complete. Her hair is a mess, she's falling out of her dress. When you call her up, she's never alone. I don't have a clue why I feel like I do. Maybe I'm just accident prone. She's chronically late, a habit I hate. She'll hang you up without thinking twice. But when you complain, she goes on to explain. She just doesn't need your advice. I know, so you're asking, what's the big appeal? Why she shines so brightly? She's my ideal. Is it because of the way she can foul up a day?
when there isn't a gray cloud inside? Or is it the kind of a love that is blind, that doesn't know darkness from light? Wanna know?
Goes to...
I've got to win this one. I bribed everyone in Hollywood.
George Z. Scott in Man Getting Hit by Football.
Arrgh, my groin!
Dans la tête.
Fais du bien.
Est-ce que ça va, Arthur?
Ça va bien, Blondine. Je crois que.
Je veux voir ton visage et faire la fête.
Voir ton visage, je veux voir ton visage.
Je veux voir ton visage et qu'il me reste.
Voir ton visage, je veux voir ton visage.
Plus rien ne m'arrête.
Oh non, plus rien ne l'arrête.
Il m'en faudra plus de visage.
Ne vois plus rien, ne reconnais plus autour de toi.
part of Billy.
Billy?
That's right. The sword of Billy. Billy. Don't forget, he fought a bear.
Oh, well.
Here you go. No, you weren't here first thing in the morning. You missed that.
No, because I was busy running.
Chasing the bus. Amazing.
Yeah.
It's the on season now that it's September.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
We just heard from Catastrophe. Good band out of France.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
It's very nice.
Good poppy one. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
It was a good show today.
You know I like my poppy pops.
We like our poppy pops around here. We also heard from Norby with their track Afterglow. And we had Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys with Your Hair is a Mess. And also in that set, we had Ike and Tina Turner with Sit and Hold Your Hand.
Yeah.
Something about the
That'd
classics.
Be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time. What did we learn today, Simone? In summation, show's winding up. Mafuge is on next with Biggest River Delta. We have to let the audience know what we learned today that we didn't know yesterday.
Well, Saturday Night Live is doing a thing.
Half a century old, September 28th. Yeah. Get to see how that goes.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can go sing on Wednesdays, I believe.
Yeah, Wednesday nights at Chalmers Church. Mm-hmm. All are accepted. No experience necessary.
I can sing.
There you go.
Yeah.
if you're also into singing, the DOA show has been canceled this week. It's supposed to be tomorrow night. Yeah.
Yep.
There was an injury in the band, so if you've got tickets to go see DOA at the Broom Factory, you can get a refund.
Yeah.
Get that refund.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also were just talking a lot about Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Why not?
The guy could really wear like the turtleneck sport coat combination.
Owned it.
Absolutely.
Owned it. Yeah.
Elbow patches.
Do
that's what's all
you think
you
might
about.
Show up here at some point with a turtleneck?
No. God, no.
No?
Maybe a dickie.
I've got a little bit of a turtleneck today.
A little bit. It's turtleneck.
Not quite.
It's ish. But it doesn't go up.
It doesn't go all the way up.
You got to garfunkel it right to the chin.
I've got a special black turtleneck that it'll be coming out once the snow comes.
There's too much judgment around the turtleneck because it's like, what were you up to last night?
I know.
Exactly.
Maybe it's a poetry reading or something.
Of course.
Yes,
of course.
With a little beret.
That's right. Students are back in town and they're wild poetry readings. They're going buck wild.
They are. Of course.
We're on Queen's University campus.
Yeah, with the kids just strolling by, taking their time to cross the street. So just know that.
Yeah, keep your head on a swivel.
Don't be upset. Just know that's what it is when you come down here.
Watch out for bikes if you're driving because we know two different people that got clipped by cars this past week.
Yeah, and they've got their earbuds in as well. So there's no awareness whatsoever. So
for everyone, if you're a driver.
So you please. Gentle driver.
Yeah, I will.
Be aware.
I'm not above kicking a car. I will physically rip hood ornament off a
goodness,
car.
So violent.
If they try to hit me.
So violent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Where's my switchblade? we're going to play ourselves out. Like we said, in 5 minutes, Mafuge is on with Biggest River Delta. And then afterwards, just keep it locked and ready to rock.
All right.
All day long. Catch you guys next week.
Yeah, I'll catch you guys next week. It's been swell.
We're going to hear Alana Marty with Headache. And then we're going to hear No Bro with Where My Girl's At. See y'all later.
All right. Take care.
I've had a headache for 3 days and a heartache for most of my life. And I pretend that I don't feel it, but some days I just start to cry. Part of getting older, growing up is gonna tear you apart.
we're Birds of Bellwoods, and you're listening to CFRC.
Vai marinheiro, vai, vai, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai, vai, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é, com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da CFRC no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9, aos domingos das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai,
hi, this is David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
Mom, Mom, come look, there's a bird. Oh no, most windows are too clear to see through, so birds think they can just fly right through.
You can put up window stickers, stained glass, or many other hangable options on your windows so birds will know it's not see-through.
If you see any hurt birds, call SPWC at 613-354-0264.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
You have got yourself tuned at CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live here at Lower Carruthers Hall in Queen's University at Kingston. And here it is, Mafuj, your friend, with the show Biggest River Delta. Yeah, I...